Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yeah.
Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Paris.
Hey guys, we're back with another episode of I Am Paris. Now it's time to flip the script, and I'm going to let Kristen and Dina ask me questions about parenting and being a mom. Do this.
Okay, I'll kick us off. So in an ideal world, how many kids would you like to have?
I think two.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a boy and a girl.
Yeah, a boy and a girl. And then I feel like the hardest part is, how do you know that your family is complete? Like, do you already think two and you'll definitely know? Or I know a lot of us are like, I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I think I'll know when I know. Like right now, I feel like two, because I just want to have as much time to focus on both of them. Yeah. And then I get nervous if there's three, then it's just like a lot to focus with. But then who knows, like when I have the second one, I could be like, oh, I want another one. Because I really do want two girls, because just seeing the relationship that my sister and I have, and now watching her two little girls, my nieces, and the relationship they have.
Yeah.
It makes me sad. I'm like, oh, like, I feel bad that she's only going to have the brother and not a sister as well. So who knows what will happen, but maybe three.
I feel like that's like a slippery slope, at least like for me, because I just keep going where I'm like, I have like the two girls and their sisters. And I'm like, well, they have to have a brother. And then now there's a brother. I'm like, but he kind of needs a brother, you know? Like, okay, we got to stop at some point. But that makes total sense. Mm-hmm. That makes total sense, especially with like the cousins around. I feel like that's always helpful to see like dynamics and like what you want your family to look like.
And then Carter was the same way when he was like, well, my brother and I have this amazing relationship. I would like Phoenix of a brother. I was like, yeah. Okay.
Suddenly we're like,
it can
six
go
kids
every
deep.
Way. Yeah. It can go every way. Yeah.
This I'm dying to know.
Me too.
How were you able to keep Phoenix a secret for so long?
We just did it. Like, we didn't tell anyone, and it was hard because everyone kept asking me about it all the time. Like, when are you having a baby? And that was just like the number one question every like Christmas dinner, or just when I'd see all my parents' friends. So to even know, like, if during the Christmas party, he was going to be born in 1 month and nobody knew. And they were all asking me like when, and I just had to kind of lie to everyone and not say anything. So Carter and I are so close. We're best friends. We're always together and we tell each other everything. And I don't trust a lot of people. So I guess it was kind of easy in that way, because I just knew if I told even one person, it would end up in Page Six and be out within a day. Because it's hard for people to hold in something like that.
Yeah.
Which I understand. It's exciting news. Like, oh my God, Paris is having a baby. Like, I don't know. I feel like if I wasn't me and someone and I told me the person, like, it would be hard for me too. Like, when I got home to my husband, I'd be like, oh my God, don't tell anyone, but she's having a baby, because it'd be just exciting.
Yeah.
And the same with my mom. I knew that she's a really bad liar. So if she was asked in an interview or something, she would just be like, she would be hard Dead for her.
Away. An announcement.
Yeah. So it was easy to keep in for that reason too. But
yeah, I have to imagine too, was it kind of this special thing just for you and your husband? Was there some element of that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I just feel like my life has just been so public and everything has just been out there so much that I just wanted something just for us. And to not have the internet and everyone talking about my son before he was born, I just didn't want that weird energy before, because some people can just be so creepy, some of the trolls on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we only experienced like 1/1,000,000th of what you, I'm sure, experienced, but I feel like I have the same craving, you know, where we used to share everything and we still want to be like our whole real authentic selves. But just the internet in general, where now suddenly it's like, maybe I want this to belong to me for a minute. And I know Kylie Jenner did that, and I just see it and I'm like, that makes complete sense as a bystander of like the narrative and the story, like you said, of your baby is being like woven before they're even here. You know, you get to just like keep it, like a little piece of it is yours. It makes total sense.
Yeah.
That's awesome you were able to do it too. Yes. Like, it's not like way to let go. It slip Pulled at it some off. Point.
Yeah.
I don't know if we could do it.
I don't think I could do it. No. Especially with you. I'd be like, oh my God, Kristen, you're never going to guess.
Yeah. Don't tell anyone. I remember when you got pregnant, I mean, and you're before 12 weeks, you're not supposed to tell anyone, even though, of course, anyone can do what they want to do. But she was screaming it at Whole Foods. Like, she was telling like anybody that would know, like, the day she was pregnant. But no, because you're excited, but it's like no easy feat to keep it in.
Yeah, that is true. Mm-hmm. And then what was it like to hold baby Phoenix for the first time? It's
like life-changing, just looking into his eyes, like my heart was melting. I was just like, this is the most precious thing. Like, you don't know what love is until you experience it with your baby for the first time, especially. Like, just my life has been just so, I feel so complete and so fulfilled in life just having him now.
Yeah. I'm like getting tears. I just love it so much. It is so beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah. Love being a mom.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Phoenix is about 8 months old.
Yes.
Like, I feel like one of the most fun ages ever. So what's your favorite thing to do with him?
Right. I just love when he just sits on my lap and just like looks up at me and just these big eyes, these long eyelashes, and he just smiles and then he'll laugh and it's just the cutest laugh in the world. And we love going swimming, like in the pool. It's just, he just loves being in the water and just seeing him just like splash around. It's so cute. And I'm trying to teach him how to swim. So those are like our favorite things to do. Like, he loves the pool time.
And what about Carter? Is he just like obsessed?
Obsessed. Such an amazing dad. He's just like my best friend, my everything. And we're just so excited for this amazing stage in our life together.
Oh my God. Am I crying? We're both going to
I know. We're going to start sobbing in a second here. What are some of your favorite family traditions that you're excited to share and pass down to Phoenix?
I'm excited just for all the holidays. Like, I can't wait for Christmas and like Santa and like dressing up on Halloween and the Tooth Fairy and birthday parties and just all of that. And for family traditions, I think we're in our first Christmas this year, and Carter taught me this family tradition, but to wear matching onesies like the night before Christmas, which I never did before him.
We do that too.
It's the cutest.
It's so cute. So I can't wait for that tradition with the kids as well. It's just going to be so cute.
It really just like takes the holiday spirit to a whole nother level when you do that.
We have the matching family jammies. Yeah.
And, like, I never did that growing up, and now we do, partly because I saw you do it. Oh my gosh, thank you. I was like, this looks amazing.
It's such an easy, like kids are incredible because I feel like everything is magical, and you can do huge elaborate things, and you can also do the simplest things, and it matters so much. Like, we have one Halloween plate that's $1 from Target, and it's like the most special thing in the world. You know, and as a mom, like when you say what you look forward to, it's like just putting a pancake on a Halloween plate. Like, it's so special.
Yeah.
So fun. Okay, I'm definitely dying to know this one. Did all of your pets welcome Phoenix into the home, or was there an adjustment period?
Yeah, like, she was very sweet, this little crypto girl. Ether, the little boy, he is still jealous. Like, anytime I'm getting ready in the morning, I'll just have him like in the makeup chair with me sitting, and Phoenix with me. But then Ether, the little white dog, this little Pomeranian, will just sit down there and just start like yapping and screaming like, that's my place, because he always used to sit there. So I could tell he's a little bit jelly, and so is the cat, Cutesy. But all of the other dogs are just, they love him, and they love like licking his face and coming up. And when we're in the pool, they'll like just follow us around the whole time, just staring at Phoenix. They love him so much.
The whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And does Phoenix like the dog? Like, does he love animals too?
He loves them. He loves petting them and teaching him like, be gentle, gentle. Yeah. Sometimes he'll be like this, and then all of a sudden he'll be like pulling the hair, and I'm like, no.
Yeah. And grabbing. Mm-hmm.
So cute.
What traits do you hope that Phoenix will have of yours, and then of Carter's too?
Mm-hmm. For me, I hope that he has my creativity, my fun personality, my big heart, my love for animals, and my love for art and just living life to the fullest and following his dreams. And then for Carter, I hope that he is responsible and smart and gets good grades and likes sports and is a nerd. Like, I love that Carter's like, I'm like an undercover nerd, but Carter is just like such like book smart, like nerdy guy. And like, I want Phoenix to be like that way. Just like, I don't know, not one of like the bad boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a good, sweet angel who doesn't want to do anything bad or sneak out at night. So I hope he doesn't get my like mischievous side.
We hope that he does not get that side.
Yeah.
I was going to say like you and like Kristen sneaking out.
You know, a touch scary, but I'll support my kids all the way through.
But you and Carter are so sweet because it's clearly just such a perfect balance between the two of you, like a perfect team.
Yes.
You know, it's so nice.
It's the best feeling. I'm like, I was so lucky that I was picky and waited for the right person.
That's right.
Yeah.
Love that. Because whoever you're with like just affects every area of your life.
Yeah,
it sure does.
And he's changed my life in every way.
I may or may not have a lot of feelings on this topic that we can get into on another episode.
Loves it.
It's been a learning curve.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm gonna let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With so many nieces and nephews, what age are you looking forward to the most? Because you, And even with Nicole, right? I mean, you've seen like all ages, which I feel like is such a gift, actually, to be mm-hmm. able to know what's coming and what to look forward to. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to like 3, 4, like around that age. Yeah. Just after hanging out with Teddy, my little niece, like a lot the past couple months, it's just so cute because they're like this little human and they're just like talking so much and asking so many cute questions. And it's just like your little buddy. So I can't just wait for him to be walking and talking and just get going on adventures together and doing fun things and going to Disneyland. And
Disneyland is the best with kids.
Yeah.
Oh my God, when it's like your kid.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet, but one day.
You're the best.
Wait, I took Teddy for her 5th birthday with Lily Grace, my other, and then my sister and my brother's babies, and we all went, and it was just so fun to
so magical.
Get to do that with kids.
Yeah.
Is there any, from what you've seen, again, like watching a family, watching Nicole, friends, is there any age or stage that makes you a little nervous or, you know?
Definitely like, more for the girl than the boy, but like 13, like 14, 15, 16.
All the teens.
Yeah, like all the teen years, because that's when you start sneaking out and trying to like date someone, or I don't know. Just all those years scare me because I just knew that I was so mischievous growing up and just with all that. So I don't know. I feel like I'm just going to get karma with that happening to me as well as I did it to my parents.
That's what my mom always says. I don't know if your mom says the same thing. She's like, can't wait for you to have a little girl that's just like you. And I'm like, you know what? I do. And she's great. And so we'll handle it in the teenage years, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I when I didn't know what I was going to have yet, societally speaking, I was nervous to have a girl because there's mm-hmm. just, it's hard being a woman in the world. Yeah. You know, there is so much pressure and social media doesn't make it easier. I hear you. But it's like what Kristen said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully if we foster, you know, and again, like generational things are changing a little bit where I don't know about you, but I definitely acted out because I thought I was bad and wrong in the way that I was.
Yeah.
And so maybe if we like foster those qualities, then there won't be such a need to kind of push out and like try to fight it.
And what a gift to like have a girl and be able to raise her and say, no, you're not annoying. You're not too much. You know, believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do anything. Speak your mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
TBD. Amazing. We'll circle back.
Yeah.
15 years.
Yeah. I think it's true. Like when you're so strict, that also will make them want to rebel. Like my mom and dad were so strict with me. So I think that just made me just want to act out. And with the ADHD, that, you know, that obviously was on top of it. I think that and having them feel comfortable to talk to you about things so they don't feel like they have to lie to you or keep things from you.
Yeah,
I think is really important.
Absolutely. And then just like a confidence in like who you are and those things that are different, not being bad, right? It's like they can feel comfortable even just being themselves around you. Like then you don't want to run away as much.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
How has motherhood changed your perspective on life and your career?
It's made me change my priorities in so many ways and having to live for someone else rather than just myself, and just bringing me just so much joy and happiness and feeling grown up for the first time, even though I'm a kid at heart always as well.
That's what Carter's for, though. You know, you can still be like the best mom in the world and then he can like take care of the responsible, like, school enrollment stuff.
True.
That's my dynamic, at least. You know,
he will get the forms in on time.
We're not gonna be the forms. That's okay.
Not happening. Well, that was so much fun. I'm so happy that you girls came over, and I'm just so excited for the future things we're gonna be doing together.
Us so too.
Yeah.
This was really fun.
This was fun hanging out.
Thank you for having us.
So much fun. And congratulations on all your success. It's amazing. And you both deserve it. And it's just, I'm going to be asking you both for a lot of advice. So excited.
We're here anytime.
Hit us up. We
anytime.
Are here for you.
We're also going to ask your advice on other things too. So
perfect. Usual. I like it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to I Am Paris. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at I Am Paris Podcast. Email us at paris@iheartradio.com. Be hot and subscribe now. Loves it.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yeah. Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.